Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Finding Your Purpose. Several months ago, Gary Hazelberg provided a presentation covering company culture. This month, Gary explores the whole concept of why a company is even in business. Bottom line, what's the company's purpose?
Bill, the whole idea of why a company is in business kind of evolves over the years. Initially, most new company owners start a company for one of two reasons. First, to make provision for their families. Secondly, most love the idea of independence. You know how it goes. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. However, after the basic family needs are met and independence shifts into responsibility, the question needs to be asked, what is my real purpose? Why am I really in business?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Tom. You know, at some point, all company owners really need to ask the question, why am I in business? What's my real purpose? And often more importantly, how do I convey that to my employees? That's what Gary's presentation is all about. Today's presenter is Gary Hazelberg. Gary has been a trainer on the Grandy & Associates team for some time now. Gary has over 40 years of experience in the trades industries and has spent the last 30 years in the HVAC arena. As a dealer, Gary dealt with installations, service calls, and selling HVAC comfort systems. In distribution, he filled roles in territory and sales management. He is passionate about using his experiences to help people realize that it's possible to be happy and successful in their work and in their personal lives. And now, with Finding Your Purpose, here's Gary Hazelberg with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
So why do you go to work every day? Why did you start this business? What really drives you to do what you do? And why is this important? Many people may say they go to work every day because they need a paycheck. But it has to be more than that, or you would lose interest and move on to something else. Finding your purpose and communicating your purpose is important to you and the people that work for you. A purpose is not about being the biggest or the fastest growing. A purpose is about the connection between the company's core products and the service and benefits that you deliver to people's lives. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny." If you define your true purpose for doing what you do, it will help you to make decisions because you will have a true north. And once you define this purpose and you communicate this regularly, it will help the people that work for you to also make decisions. You will all have a vision of where you're really aiming for. Then decisions can be compared to where you really want to accomplish, and you can pick the way that most closely aligns with that purpose, that true north that you've defined. Defining your purpose and communicating it draws great people to your business. Among the generations, we find that millennials are the generation that is most strongly drawn to a company that has defined their higher purpose and communicates it regularly. Millennials are our future. We have to attract millennials into our company to be successful near-term and long-term. I like this quote from Howard Schultz of Starbucks. "When you're surrounded by people who share a passionate commitment around a common purpose, anything is possible." So let's talk about finding that purpose. Finding your purpose may be easy. You maybe know the reason. You've thought about it already, about why you're doing what you do. In most cases, it's really hard. We really haven't sat down and spent the time to discover that purpose. There's so much going on in our lives. It's hard to take time for doing this. It seems so abstract. But first, we need to talk about what do we mean by purpose? A purpose is why your company really exists. Again, like I said before, it's not what you do, but it's why you do it. And I have some examples coming up. And a lot of people, when they're hearing this, may think, well, I've already put a mission statement together. That's what a purpose is. No, a mission and a purpose are different. And I think the Disney Company has done a great job of defining that. They've put a list together talking about the difference between a mission and a purpose. And this list is, a mission is operating a business, while a purpose is sharing a dream. A mission is strategic. A purpose is cultural. A mission is motivational. A purpose is aspirational, aiming towards a true north. A mission creates buy-in, while a purpose instills ownership. A mission provides focus, while a purpose fuels passion. A mission builds a company. A purpose builds a community. And the last one, a mission is laying bricks, and a purpose is building cathedrals. I really like that because a mission and a purpose are both very important. We need to communicate both of them. But how do we clearly, you know, differentiate those two? I think those examples, again, from the Disney Company, really help to do that. Well, let's talk about real-life situations. If you're a heating and air conditioning company, you may say that your purpose is to install furnaces and air conditioning. Well, that's what you do. But why do you really do this? And if you really sat down and thought about it, why do you install these systems? Why do you do what you do? It may be to give your customers the most comfort. Maybe the cleanest air. Or the most reliable systems. Think about if you're a landscaper. You plant a lot of plants, you dig a lot of holes, you haul a lot of mulch. But your mission may be to beautify this world one yard at a time. Your mission may be totally different than that. It may be to give your employees a great place to work with competitive wages and a respectful workplace. Those are all wonderful, but those are just some examples. Your mission is probably something totally different. So how do you find it? Maybe those don't resonate with you at all. That's great. You need to look at some companies that have really spent some time and discovered their passion and listen and read about what they've done and how they communicate it. You may not agree with everything they do, but think about how they discovered their purpose, their passion, and how they communicate it. The first of these examples I'd like to talk about is CVS Pharmacy. I did some research and I looked out on the web and I found some articles and some videos on the web that really talk about their passion, their purpose. They clearly define why they do what they do. A few years ago, they decided to pull tobacco off of their shelves before others did. Tobacco was a big moneymaker for them, but it did not align with their passion, their purpose. So they made the move to pull it off of their shelves. They knew it might hurt short term for their profits, but they knew they needed to communicate it with their team and outside so everybody understood why CVS Pharmacy was here, why we do what we do, and we can't have tobacco on our shelves if we're also talking about people's health. And they found a lot of success by communicating this, and others were basically forced to follow. Another example is Whole Foods. John Mackey was the co-founder of Whole Foods. He believed from the beginning that delivering better, sustainable food to America was just the right thing to do. He states, just as people cannot live without eating, so a business cannot live without profits. But most people don't live to eat, and neither must businesses live just to make profits. He had a strong mission right from the beginning, and he has written a number of books on this. In one book called Conscious Capitalism, he talks about the importance of finding your passion, your purpose. He talks about going on a purpose search, working with others inside and outside your company to help you discover your purpose. Many times, people outside of your company see you and your business better than you do. You're just too close to it. It's what you do every day. You're involved in every little detail of it, and you can't see the big picture. So get other people involved. Talk to them, people that you trust, people that may surprise you. They don't all have to be in high-level positions. You might want to get some of the new hires in your company to think about, why do they come to work for you? So if you've done any research on John Mackey, you may find him a very polarizing figure. He's very outspoken. But don't let that cloud your vision of it, because his discussions of the power of purpose and passion, I believe, are spot on. A third example is Unilever. I found this really interesting because Unilever is one of the largest advertisers in the world, and they boast over 400 brands. I was really surprised to hear that. Some of the brands that they have under their umbrella are Lipton, Knorr, Dove, Vaseline, names you've probably heard. They saw that brands with purpose sold more. They stated on their website, brands taking action for people and the planet grow 69% faster than the rest of our business last year. Now, we're committed that in the future, every Unilever brand will be a brand with purpose. So they've worked really hard in the last couple of years to change the way they do business, to deliver growth by serving the society and the planet. Paul Polman, the CEO of Unilever, says, "We have to bring this world back to sanity and put the greater good ahead of self-interest." You don't hear talk like that from large multinational companies very often. And there are many more examples out there. Go to Google, do a search. You'll find out a lot of different examples of people talking about their purpose. My point with these examples, whether you're a big drugstore chain, a liberal Whole Foods store, a huge multinational enterprise, or someone running a two-man shop out of a garage, everyone needs to find their purpose and communicate it. After hearing these examples, would these companies attract you to work for these companies over their competition because they have so strongly spoken about their purpose? I think they would. So, you've discovered your purpose. You've done some reading. Now you need to write a purpose statement, something that you can communicate, something that is simple and can be really communicated very easily. So let's, again, look at some examples that I found out there. First, I'll talk about the companies that we talked about earlier. The first one is CVS Pharmacy. Their purpose statement reads, "Every one of us at CVS Health shares a single, clear purpose, helping people on their path to better health. Whether in our pharmacies or through our health services and plans, we are pioneering a bold new approach to total health, making quality care more affordable, accessible, simple, and seamless." And from hearing that, you can kind of see why tobacco really didn't align with that purpose statement. Whole Foods' purpose statement is, "Our deepest purpose as an organization is helping support the health, well-being, and the healing of both people, our customers, team members, and the business organization in general, and also the whole planet." Unilever's purpose statement is very short, concise, and to the point. "Our purpose is to make sustainable living commonplace." Some other purpose statements I found out there that are really interesting and I thought were pertinent to this discussion. ING, they're a global finance institution. They're huge. Their purpose statement is empowering people to stay ahead in life and business. So let's help them with their finances to stay ahead in life, but also in business. Kellogg's, the food producer and distributor, their purpose statement is nourishing families so they can flourish and thrive. But what about Walmart? Does Walmart have a purpose statement? Yeah, they sure do. And it's really direct, and I think it really talks a lot about what they're all about. Their purpose statement reads, "We save people money so they can live better." I think those examples are pretty interesting and maybe can help you get your arms around trying to create a purpose statement. So, many people these days are having a hard time finding good people. Defining your purpose and speaking about it with current and prospective employees can make your company a much more attractive place to work. Now that you've seen examples and talk about how important it is to find your purpose, let's talk about how to really discover that purpose, the why in your company. One way that I found really interesting is to create a list of open-ended questions for your employees. These questions help them focus on what matters about what's working for your company. They're really wide open. People are really going to think about these questions in a lot of different ways, and that's the whole point. You don't want to focus their attention in one certain way. You want to help them think outside the box a little bit. So here's the questions that I found out there. Why are we doing this? Why are we in business? Why do we exist? Why are we who we are today? Why are we good at what we do? I love this next one. What do people say about us? I can't wait to hear what everybody employed at this company would say about that. And what are we great at? It's really important before you release those questions to the team, to your whole organization, that you're prepared. There's got to be a lot of preparation in the background before you do this. It's important to have a meeting with your executive team, your managers, and ask them the questions that you were planning on asking the employees. This meeting needs to have a very definite agenda, and it needs to be very rigid time frame, or it's quickly going to go astray. You only want to allow so much time to discuss each question in each meeting. You know, very strict timeline on that. This meeting is not designed to get to the final product. You're going to have managers get really excited about it or really maybe give you some pushback on this and try to, but really the idea is just to prepare them for what is going to be released to the company and to get the managers thinking about these questions and to understand what you're trying to accomplish. We're trying to get to a mission statement of the company. And I think it's important, and you need to communicate that you think it's important that we get everybody's input on this. A lot of the employees, once these questions are released, are going to come to their manager and ask, what are we doing? What's this all about? And you want them to be understanding of what's happening, of how we're trying to move forward with this. So we've had the meeting, we've created the question, we've had the meeting with our team, but before you give the questions to all the employees, you need to preface it with what you're trying to accomplish. Take your time. We're trying to discover the company purpose. We can do this as a leadership team, but I thought it was really important to get the input from everybody because I value all of your input on this important task. The end result is going to be a purpose statement. And what this purpose statement will do, it will concisely and clearly define why this company exists. So once you've collected the answers to the questions, get with others, create a team, and bring everything together in your mission statement. This is going to probably take some time, so stay organized, stay on task. Don't let this important issue die. Once you start this and you don't follow through, you're going to lose a lot of credibility, a lot of respect from the team, from your whole company. So defining your purpose is all about clarity, genuineness, and alignment. It doesn't have to sound impressive on a billboard or as a tagline. It does, however, have to be meaningful to your business. A true purpose will endure through the whole life of the business. These words will be the compass that will guide the company's direction for years to come, and it will help everyone make decisions that follow this guide. The head of PepsiCo said, "The blind pursuit of profit at all costs is untenable. It is essential that we make money the right way. After all, if communities suffer as a result of a company's actions, those returns are not sustainable." Another quote that I really like, I thought I'd put in here, is from Richard Branson, who you've probably heard of, a Virgin. "I think if the people who work for a company are proud of the business they work for, they'll work that much harder. And therefore, I think turning your business into a real force for good is just good business sense as well. We can have a company that has a great purpose, has a great passion, but if you're not making profit, you're going to have really happy employees that you're going to have to let go. So we can't lose sight of the profit in a company, but it can't be the only thing that's driving us forward." So once you've created this purpose statement, roll the message out to the company, but be prepared to be inspirational. Make it a big deal. But you can't stop with that meeting. You need to remind people of it regularly. You must keep it in front of everyone so they know it's truly important. So when decisions are made, tell the story of how it aligns with your purpose statement. It has to be on your webpage and on signage around the office. Just don't let it stop there. As I said before, it needs to be part of your future decisions. It is your compass. So some other things you can do to help you with this purpose search is to find books on company purpose or personal purpose. Read up on it. It's important. It's worth your time to take time to do this. It's really going to change your life. Some of the books that I would recommend is the aforementioned Conscious Capitalism by John Mackey. You know, the section where he talks about going on a purpose search and how to do that, and is really good about helping put the process together to find that. Another book that I thought really related to this topic was Built to Last by Jim Collins and Jerry Porras. They did a 6-year study of exceptional companies that have prospered long term. These include Hewlett Packard, HP, Disney, Sony, 3M, Procter Gamble, and others. These long-lasting organizations average over 100 years of sustained business and have outperformed the stock market during that time. The authors discovered that one of the key components that allowed all these companies to endure and to thrive through the ups and downs is a deeply held core purpose. This creates a strong sense of identity and continuity through their business. So these are 100-plus-year companies. They define their purpose. They communicate it. And so that really helps this company to maintain a 100-year history and still outperform the stock market. Another book that I found was really interesting on this topic was Start with the Why by Simon Sinek. In this book, the author discusses the idea of who you are as a company and why you exist. As such, an organization's core purpose has to be completely idealistic. Your ability to prosper as a company is not about what you sell. It's about what you believe. And it should drive everything you do. Unfortunately, too many companies fail to capture this concept and end up with an uninspiring, cliche mission statement that are neither inspiring or memorable. These companies are often driven solely by profit and performance, and that's just not sustainable. Collins states that leaders die, products become obsolete, markets change, new technologies emerge, and management fads, well, they come and go. But core ideology is a great in a great company endures as a source of guidance and inspiration. Great book. Got to read that one. Think Big, Act Small is the next one I want to talk about from Jason Jennings. He doesn't specifically talk about purpose so much in here, but I think once you read it, it'll really help in that discussion. The author talks about sometimes the best approach to success is just common sense. There's no secret sauce. There's no secret formula to success. All you need to do is think big and act small. And if you want to know more about that, read the book. The authors and researchers looked at over 100,000 domestic companies and uncovered 9 that had increased their revenue by over 10% each year over the last 10 years. These companies include some that kind of surprised me. O'Reilly Automotive and Sonic Drive-In were a couple of them. And there's more. Jennings states that because each company nailed the fundamentals better than all the other companies, their dramatic and consistent growth occurs naturally, even organically. He describes these fundamentals as 10 building blocks to success and outlines each building blocks in his book. Chapters like Have Everyone Act Like an Owner and Build Communities, I feel, really talk about purposeful companies. So the whole point of your core purpose is to motivate and lead your people. And yourself, it's going to give you more passion to come to work every day. On those good days and those bad days. It's the glue that really holds your company together as it grows, expands, and diversifies. Employees at every level of your company must know that at the heart of what they do is something meaningful and that continuously anchors their daily activities. So what is your why? What is your purpose? Are you ready to purposely go out and discover your purpose? Write a concise purpose statement and communicate it to your team, your customers, and the whole world? If you do, it'll change the way you do business in a great way.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.